Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, January 24th, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple has introduced more fees and restrictions as it starts allowing people to download apps outside of the iPhone's closed ecosystem. This is in response to DMA regulations in the EU. Apple can review each app downloaded outside of its app store, and sources tell the Wall Street Journal that the company also plans to collect fees from developers that offer downloads outside of the app store. Social app BeReal announced that starting February 6th, brands and celebrities will be able to sign up as real brands or real people so that fans can watch them share behind-the-scenes moments from their lives. BeReal launched as an app to make social media feel more authentic and less staged. Back in the day, the company told TechCrunch it now has 23 million daily active users. That's up from 20 million in August of 23. The company has rolled out new features like groups, mentions, multiple posts per day, pinned posts, and friends of friends feeds. A recent Pew study reported that around 13% of U.S. teens still use the app. eBay CEO Jamie Iannone announced the company will lay off 9% of the company's workforce, which is around 1,000 full-time jobs, in a letter posted on the corporate blog to employees. Iannone also said that eBay will scale back the number of contracts we have with our alternate workforce over the coming months, and that overall headcount and expenses have outpaced the growth of our business. Apple's electric car project, known as Project Titan, but not really known as much else, has been around since way back in 2015, facing delays due to hardware and executive changes over the years. Now, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple VP Kevin Lynch, he's been leading the project since 2021, says that the company has set an updated 2028 release for the launch of its first vehicle. That car would be a Level 2 Plus system, which offers limited autonomy features. Netflix is retiring its $12 per month ad-free basic plan, starting with Canada and the UK in the second quarter of this year. Netflix no longer allows new or returning members to sign up for this particular subscription, so it was always going to go away. Going forward, though, the $15.49 per month option is Netflix's cheapest ad-free plan. The company also announced it added 13.1 million subscribers during its final quarter of 2023, with 247 million users globally. The company also reported a very strong quarter, with revenue up 12.5% year over year to $8.83 billion. Overall paid users up 12.8% to 206.3 million, and 938 million net income up from 55 million. Twitter company, which is now called X, announced official support for passkeys, first being an option for US users on iOS devices. Google, Apple, Microsoft, the FIDO Alliance, alongside with the World Wide Web Consortium, created Passkey Technology, which has a goal to make passwordless logins available across different devices, operating systems, and also web browsers. So, X is on board. And finally, we have a birthday to celebrate of sorts. Today marks 40 years since the original Macintosh was unveiled for the first time at an event in Cupertino. The original Mac, back in 1984, cost a whopping $2,495, but it was not actually as consumer-y buzzy as Apple's own Apple II series. At the time, people wanted more affordable and more successful overall. Well, happy birthday, OG Mac. We're happier still around. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.